Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In college football. And what I get a kick out of when I hear intelligent, sports knowledgeable people try to have conversations about who belongs there. It's ridiculous. It's honestly ridiculous. You have Minnesota with, you know, by the way, Alabama, they only dropped to 5. They haven't beaten anybody. They haven't beat a ranked team. But they're Alabama. They're the SEC. They're automatically good to go. Oh, they're in the SEC. Who cares? You have to win the games you play, and when you lose, you should get bounced. Penn State, you know I'm a Penn State guy. You know, I have a little bias there. Big fan of the program. Went to school there. Lived up there. Covered the team for a long time. I come clean with everything. I'm a huge Pitt guy. Grew up here. Love Pitt. Still love Pitt. Now that Pitt and Penn State will never play again, you Pitt fans don't have to hate me anymore. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. But the point being, Penn State needed to beat Minnesota, and they lost. But sadly, because of the figure skating type judgment that they use to put these teams where they do, if Penn State goes to Columbus and beats Ohio State, they might not climb back. And they will then have 3 wins over top 25 teams that won't matter because they didn't beat any SEC teams. They will have knocked off the number one team in the college football playoff ranking system, which they use computers and monkeys and I don't know what else. But it's figure skating, guys, gals. It is nothing bigger or better than judging a Toham camel or whatever the heck they do. That's all it is. It's figure. Well, that wins better. I mean, I heard poor, you know, Malzi and Pony. Well, they didn't even beat a team. They haven't lost yet. They haven't done this yet. You shouldn't have to think or work that hard because you should make it. I mean, in the NFL in the NHL, when you select the postseason teams. Now, granted, we still have, you know, the college basketball tournament. There's always a team that all. You know, their RPI was better. They got screwed. Well, whatever. There's 64, 5, 6 teams that make it. If you're not one of those, shut up. Seriously, you just need to shut up if you're not one of those teams. Because you weren't going to win a national championship or go to the Final Four anyhow. So take a big can of shut up. That's it, period. Nothing else. So it's a crime that college football, which I love, near and dear to me, love it. Spent a great part of my life covering it. And they, you know, because they want to keep all the money, they refuse to have a legitimate playoff. They refuse to let the NCAA get involved, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't give the NCAA any money either. I think they're a joke. They're criminal in so many ways. But what I don't have time for is a conversation of legitimizing who belongs where. Play the game, see who wins. That's the only way you should determine a championship. You know, back in the day, you used to just run up the score when it was more mythical than it is now, when there was no and one. There was no Final Four in college sports. You had the Steve Spurriers of the world, you know, throwing the ball, faking field goals on fourth down to score that one more touchdown to make it look even bigger and more impressive. Because there were indeed style points, and when there's a final score and championships, there should not be style points. That should be reserved for gymnastics and figure skating. When you keep score and you have a winner and a loser, you should determine a champion that way. There should not be any voting. Voting? It's really criminal that it is that way. But it is. So what I think college football gets out of it is this. We are talking about it. People debate it. People have discussions about it. But it's sad to me. And it will continue to expand. There will be 8 teams probably in a couple years, and then we'll get better. But then there's going to be the 9th and 10th team that got jobbed, got robbed, got screwed. Their strength of schedule, they didn't have any bad wins or big wins, or that was a bad loss, that was a good loss. Just play the game. Keep score. Determine a champion the way you should. It's just very sad to me that one of my favorite sports is kind of muddied by the fact that it's subjective. There should be nothing about a sports contest where they keep score, legitimate score, not subjective scoring, actual scoring. There should not be anything subjective or voting about it. It's just sad. It's silly. It makes it kind of a joke. 412-928-9370. That's the phone call. Love to talk a little Steelers-Browns. If you're not nervous about this one, Steeler fans, I don't get it. I know the Bills are kind of, not all that. But the Browns have always considered the Steelers their Super Bowl, no matter what they're playing for, no matter what their record is. Now, I mean, I don't know if the kitchen sink's going to figure this one out, but the Steelers have not been great against the run. He right now has two really talented and potentially dangerous running backs in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. I would feed them the football until the Steelers stopped it. Because the last thing in the world I'd want to do if I'm, you know, if I'm Freddie Kitchen is have Baker get pounded back there and turn it over. Coming into the game, he has more picks than TDs. I'm not putting it in his hands. I'm going conservative. That they did against Buffalo. All of a sudden, Hunt finally comes back after the suspension. How about two backs in the backfield at the same time? What a concept. And it worked very, very well. Chubb is a beast. I mean, he ran all over the Patriots. Watch this kid run the football. I mean, it's for real. So I think there's some issues there for the Steelers defensively who have not been good against the run. I'm excited. I mean, Thursday night football to me is awful. I think it's awful that you have to choose between Pitt and the Steelers. I certainly hope that the Panthers get this North Carolina thing handled, for heaven's sakes. They haven't been that good. They're still not that good. Beat them. Go down there and take care of business. It was a shame what happened against Miami. But do not let anything like that happen against North Carolina. It'll be fun flipping back and forth. Thursday nights, you know, they fill up our days. They allow us to watch sports, I think, almost every day of the week. I mean, tonight is kind of rare. There's nothing I really wanted to watch tonight. Is there? Am I missing anything tonight? I don't think there's anything on. I mean, I know this is taboo in Pittsburgh, but I will watch almost any NBA playoff game. You're not going to get me too excited in the regular season. Not going to happen. But when they get to the postseason, that's a little different animal. That's a whole lot of fun to watch. And there's some great players in the NBA right now. But that's a silly topic to bring up in this town, as we know. And, you know, we are that sport away. There, that was a Paul Zeiss move there, banging the microphone. I told you I was going to dedicate this show to my guy. You know, just banging. You know, he's always moving it. You can just hear it. And maybe if you haven't been in the business, you don't realize, what's that sound? Well, Paul's always, you know, isn't he always great? He's always moving the mic around. He has a lot of nervous energy and habits. And that's, you know, things you have to curb a little bit. Unless you're Paul Zeiss, who's just 100% Paul Zeiss all the time. And if banging the mic around is what he's going to do, I mean, who's going to say anything? Nobody. Doesn't matter. 412-928-9370. Are you a conflicted fan tomorrow? Is there something that should have been done? Now, the college season is set before the NFL season. The NFL season schedule comes out in April. So if the NFL cared, if they weren't arrogant and thoughtless, they could have seen that, you know what, that might not be fair to Pitt to schedule the Steelers on a conflicting Thursday night, especially a rivalry game like Cleveland. But the NFL doesn't care. I don't think the Steelers have any say in that whatsoever. But give me a call. Let me know what you think or how you're going to handle tomorrow night. 412-928-9370. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan. And before we do that, Why don't we get you the weather? Thickening clouds this evening, the rest of tonight. Considerable cloudiness and cold. A low of 22. Are you serious? That's cold. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, then times of sun and clouds in the afternoon. Not as cold, thankfully. And a high of 43. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Route 19 in the South Hills. Black Friday is not just one day. It's every day in November at Sun Chevy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.